Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember, happiness is a choice, so try to be happy in every moment. Our guest today is Wendy Lyons Sunshine, and she's author of Tender Pause. I'll also be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your mental health and your natural health and your spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. We have with us Wendy Lyons Sunshine. She's author of Tender Pause. And Wendy is an award-winning multi-book author. She's a writer, a journalist who has trained in family dog mediation and assisted at local animal shelters. Welcome, Wendy.
So nice to join you today.
I am so happy to have you because dogs are just the most sweetest things, but, you know, they can come with a lot of, if you just kind of let them go, just like kids, they'll rule you instead of you ruling them and living in a symbiotic relationship, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So tell me, Wendy, you talk a little bit about in your book, it's how science-based parenting can transform our relationships with dogs. So what is parenting a dog all about?
Well, parenting a dog is a lot like parenting a child. When we parent a child, we think of, you know, we protect the child physically. We help them feel safe. We help them develop the ability to regulate their emotions. We help them learn skills that will empower them to cope, thrive as they grow up. And as a pet parent, we do much the same for our dogs.
Well, that's actually true. So, but now you're talking about science-based parenting. So what is the science of parenting? That's kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah, it has two main factors. When we talk about the science of parenting, we're looking first at the biological and evolutionary foundations of that caregiving relationship. That parent-child relationship is so important to our survival that nature makes this special bond rewarding on a deep neurochemical level. And that's often described as attachment, and there's something called attachment neurobiology, and these all help bond us together. So nature's given us this attachment relationship with pet dogs, and that's part of the science of parenting. The second part is when we take an evidence-based approach to looking at which parenting methods and interventions, you know, optimize the outcomes. We, as, you know, from a scientific perspective, we do analysis and research to discover which methods promote the best long-term outcomes for our little ones.
Well, that's pretty good, you know. Although I always think that science is kind of a funny thing. We always are learning with science. There's no real concrete thing with that, you know, because we're always expanding and learning with that. And having been in an accountant and many different kinds of things, it's interesting how studies can be skewed, you know, towards that. So it's good to have the science, but it's also good, I think, to, there's another tool that I think works with science, which is intuition or your own gut meter of truth of what should be done. So I think that is really a good part of parenting as well.
Absolutely. And just like you raise a great point. I mean, I would just caution, just like you do, that not all scientific studies are created equally. Just like we want to be educated consumers of products that we buy in the market, we also want to look closely at, you know, at how well done that study was and if it's really answering the question that they think it's answering. So, yeah, totally with you on that.
Right. I know, because my husband was a biochemist with Merck & Company, and that was back in 1972. 2002. I mean, that was a long time ago. And he was saying they were falsifying records back then. So, you know, it was kind of interesting because he was, you know, he was definitely a dedicated scientist. And he actually couldn't stand, because he found an antibiotic that they put into biowarfare. And didn't tell him, but he found out that they went to biowarfare. So he went to work for Calcan, developing dog food, scientifically developing dog food. So because, yeah, kind of fun. Huh? So in your book, you talk about the Hartz principle. That's H-E-A-R-T-S, Hartz principle. What is that all about?
Yeah, Hartz is an acronym that is a handy way to represent 6 core parenting principles that research has shown us that bring out the best in kids and dogs. And each letter stands for an essential principle. So H would be heal the body. And that makes sense because nobody can be at their best, you know, if they feel ill or they're hungry or they're tired or they're itchy, whatever it is. So H is heal the body. E is enrich and optimize brain. And we do this by giving opportunities for play and movement and problem solving. A is appropriate environments with felt safety. And there's that term felt safety, which means it's not just that we know the little one's safe in this place at this time, but they have to feel it because the body responds very differently on an internal basis. If they, just like you talk about intuition, well, if the body doesn't feel safe, then a lot of important repair and restoration can't go on, and so we can never be our best when we're scared all the time. So we've gone H, heal the body, E, enrich the brain, A, appropriate environments with felt safety, R is...
Are you there? Okay, well, we're going to talk, we'll probably get her back, but it's really interesting because... you know, when you have a new puppy or you have a new dog, right, you don't really understand that, they need to have, you know, a structured environment because, you know, if a dog or a child doesn't have a structured environment, then it is, it's a free-for-all, so we want to make sure that they're structured. I think we have Wendy back now. Wendy, are you back?
I think so.
Oh, goody. So we got to H-E-A, and we were on R. Let's, like, rev it up.
Okay. Sorry about that. R is respectful and secure relationships. T is teach sensitively and positively. And S is support the individual, addressing their unique talents, their aptitudes, their needs, and if they have trauma, for example.
Well, I think that's really a good thing to do because, you know, so many times, like there's a lady across the way and she just got a little pit bull and, all I hear her doing is yelling at him, you know, all the time. But the thing is that you have to, she's coming from her perspective on what she wants and she's, you know, taking care of the dog by feeding him and giving him shelter, but she's not really, and playing with him when she wants, but she, you know, there's a, I think when I raised my child, you know, there was, I was always cognizant of the fact of what her needs were, not just mine, and coming from her perspective, not just mine. And I think that's a big, important thing, because if you don't do that, then there's not a complete understanding and there's not a safety thing there. And it means that I'm not being heard or, and there's so many other behaviors can develop from that that aren't likable, I think.
That's a great way to put it, and it's a beautiful observation, really important.
Right. Now, are there different parenting styles?
Yes, just like you referred to with your neighbor, researchers themselves have identified 4 different parenting styles, and they reflect different balances, basically, of how much we're paying attention to the little one's perspective and how much to our own, how much we're being responsive and nurturing, and how much we're being strict and demanding. So there are the 4 different parenting styles have different balances of these 2 factors. So one of the styles is called negligent, and here the parent is They're not nurturing, and they're not demanding. Essentially, they're just uninvolved or absent. And they send the message to the child, I don't care about you, you don't matter. The second style is what's called permissive. And this parent is heavily focused on being responsive and nurturing, and they don't set limits or demands. So they have the attitude of, well, whatever you want is fine with me. The third kind is the opposite of permissive. It's authoritarian. And this parent is all about demands and strictness and meeting expectations. Frankly, it sounds a little bit like your neighbor.
Yeah.
This parent has the attitude of, you better do what I say or else. Right? The fourth parenting style is what's called authoritative. I like to refer to it as therapeutic to avoid confusion. And in this style, it's the ideal blend. The parent's responsive and they're loving, but they're also firm and clear in their expectations with limits. So this style has actually been shown to have the best long-term outcomes for children and for dogs.
Well, it's kind of interesting that you're saying that because, you know, business has the same kinds of things, too, on how people are cultured. You know, many years ago, like in the 60s and the 70s, when I first started as an engineer with Continental Airlines, a datacom engineer. I'm not driving the planes. I wouldn't do that. But they had a father figure, parental thing. You have to do what I say because I'm your father and I know what's best for you. And then later on, they came where there was a management style as management by objective, and that's what you can do when people are older. You know, then you work with them and say, okay, here's the goals. This is what I want to accomplish. And you tell me how you're going to do it. And then you go ahead and do it, but just as long as you accomplish it on your structured timeline that you want to do. And so it's very interesting that, you know, if you understand that it's not just a free-for-all. Now, when I raised my child, I think I was 21 when I had her, you know, so she's now 53 or so. I'm 75 or so. So at that time, there was no manual, you know, and I was raising her as I was raising myself. So it was very interesting. And yet she waited until she was about 27, 28 before she had her child. And she was a teacher, you know, with a master's in psychology. And she raised her child completely different, you know. But it was interesting. She also took what we'll get back to the dogs, because I think what happens is that what you're really saying is that there are the same kinds of things that when you're raising a child that you can do with the dog. And yet the dog is not able to communicate as much as a child is unless you're prepared to understand what it's doing, right?
Absolutely. It's like a child who has not yet developed language.
Right. So, I mean, if there's a dog is anxious, in your book, you'll say, okay, here's, if your dog has these traits, then, you know, take a look at this, you know. So when, in your book, you know, what do you tell people about, you know, just how to be the best dog parent that you could possibly be? How's the structure of the book made?
Right. Well, the book itself revolves around those HARTS principles, and one of the first things that you can ask yourself is what I'm doing in alignment with these principles? Because if it is, then you're likely on the right track. And if it's not, then you want to probably rethink it. For example, if your method of getting cooperation is yanking on their neck, well, that doesn't make the dog feel safe. It doesn't heal the body. You know, it's not part of a respectful and secure relationship. So you might want to rethink that. HARTS-friendly practices, really, they are also in alignment with that optimal style of parenting, that authoritative and therapeutic style. In human terms, you can often hear the term positive parenting. For dogs, we talk about positive dog training often. It's not the only HARTS-friendly approach, but it's one you might see more commonly.
Well, I know that, you know, different kinds of dogs, when you get like a puppy straight, that's a different thing than getting a rescue. that may have been abused, you know, that may be 2 or 3 years old. So there's a different kinds of attention that you have to give to what the dog's past is, so that, and also, even if you don't know, things that you have to be aware of so that you can help that dog through that, you know, because a lot of them have anxiety. I know when I had one of my dogs, she didn't want to leave, you know, she wanted to be by my side all the time, and she had been, you know, abused. So so it was interesting to train her to be okay by herself, what I'm trying to say is that each different kinds of situation is unique, just as your relationship with your dog is unique. So, you know, having some principles like in your book where you can go and research something when there's a problem is a really big help.
Well, I'm glad. That's why I also included there's some tables in there that talks about different behaviors that are signs or symptoms of nervousness or stress that we often overlook in dogs. It's really interesting to me. There are things that I didn't know for a long time until I started studying dog behavior, that sometimes licking their lips a lot or panting heavily or even shedding a lot or peeing can be a sign of fear. And so we are so used to loving on dogs and wanting to cuddle with them that we sometimes jump right past the signs that they're giving us. They might turn their head away just gently, and that might be simply that, thank you, I'm not quite ready to engage. So that rescue dog, if we're attuned to that and we can start to be mindful, we really do a great benefit for them and for the relationship that we're building with them.
Right, because if you have the right relationship, everything goes smoothly. But again, you know, it's just like people. Sometimes people are introverts and some are extroverts. And sometimes when introverts are feeling fear, they internalize things. And a dog would do the same thing. And so we have to understand that, you know, one thing that really annoys me with this country and this, a lot of people is that they don't understand that everything is a sentient being. You know, they think that bugs don't have feelings. They think that, all these things, they think that they don't have souls or sensitivities. And they all do. I mean, they're finding more and more, even trees, right? Trees have their own system where they nourish other trees.
Isn't
you know?
That amazing? I read about that. I just blew my mind.
Right.
Wonderful.
Right. And so if we come from the point where everybody's a sentient being, right, and that everybody needs to be treated with respect. That's my New York Italian coming back out. I need a respect. But if we treat everybody with respect and we understand to get out of ourselves, and it's not just about us, especially when you're having a relationship, because a dog lasts, my dog lasts, I guess she lasts almost 16 years, right?
Wow.
And she was, but then I hand did her food, you know, I made sure that she ate right and had the right vitamins and the right stuff. So anyway, so it's, you want to get the best relationship with your dog, and I think that your book shows that. Can you tell us about maybe some heart-friendly practices?
Sure. Well, the first and most critical one is, you know, help them feel safe, and you can develop trust, and that's starting with being observant and recognizing the signs they're giving you. The other thing is being predictable, and that's super important because dogs rely on us for so much, right? Imagine you were plopped down in some foreign country where you don't speak the language, you don't recognize the people, even the smells are unfamiliar, and you're like, oh goodness, you know, who, you know, what's safe? Will I be fed? Where will I sleep? You know, you feel very nervous and uncertain until someone was supportive, and then you started to see a pattern about your day. And then you could start to look forward to things, and you'd start to feel comfortable. And the same goes for dogs, especially rescue dogs. Giving them some predictable aspect of their day is usually beneficial. So if you always get yourself ready for a walk in a certain kind of pattern. And believe me, the dogs, they are studying us and they recognize. It's often comical. I'll make a move, maybe toward my purse, and the dog will start to, you know, dance around because he's already spotted a sign that there's a chance he's going to get to ride in the car and go for an adventure. But those predictable signs, those can go a long way to helping them feel comfortable. And also even predictable limits, just like you were talking about, where the dog isn't running wild. Perhaps, for example, in the kitchen, you don't want them interfering much while you're preparing food. So you give them a mat, and they get a nice treat on that mat. And if they are hanging out on that mat, they get a lot of praise, and good things happen. And then they get something they like, and then you're happy because they're staying where you want them to stay, and there's no conflict. So that's another principle of heart principle. You go for the, you try to minimize conflict, and you go for win-win situations as much as possible. You don't need a hammer when a tweezers is enough to solve the problem.
Right. Well, we're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some more friendly practices with your tender paws by Wendy Lyons Sunshine, which you can get at Barnes & Noble or any bookstore or Amazon. And we're going to be right back. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Wendy Lyons Sunshine, and she's author of Tender Paws. It's a wonderful, wonderful book on how to parent your dog in the right way so that you have the most wonderful relationship all through their lives and your life. So we were talking before the break about different kind of friendly practices. You know, I had a dog named Shammy, and I asked her, what do you want to be named? And I'd throw out names to her, you know, and she wouldn't even react and whatever. And I said, well, how about Shammy Shamrock? And she her eyes looked up and she said, okay. So that's what she was named. And she was the most funniest dog. She was a German short-haired pointer that was mated with a Dalmatian. And so half of her was black and white spots, and the other were liver and white spots. And she had web feet and whatever, and she was just the funniest dog. And what she would do, you know, I own HealthyLife.net, and the studio is here, and so I used to bring her to the studio, and she would know that, you know, everybody had to be quiet when everybody was on air, you know, but she had run of the house and run of the studio. And so when the women hosts were there, she would go into their purses, because a lot of them would have treats. Okay, and they were going to give them to her later on, but once they gave her and she saw where it was from, she knew that everybody couldn't say anything to her when everybody was in the studio. So she'd come in, and then she'd come upstairs with the treat, and she'd be happy. They say she just went in. Well, and I said, hey, you know, don't put it on the floor, you know, so you never knew.
She was a smart dog, it sounds like.
Oh, my goodness. I'm an energy healer, so she would, whenever anybody would come in for healing, she'd sit at the bottom of their feet and just look up at them and say, hey, my mom's going to take care of you. And she had a little cross, a white cross underneath her ear. It was amazing. That dog knew so much. It was just we had a wonderful time together. And which is exactly what people can do with their dogs and their pets. And if they have a pet that's not really, you know, behaving correctly, your book actually helps them, right?
Yes, absolutely. It helps them look at what the cause of the behavior could be, as much as anything. It's less about treating it, because if you can get to the root of the issue, and if there's some need that the dog has or they're trying to express that's not met, by meeting that need appropriately, you can set up a situation that's just easier for everybody and improves behavior almost effortlessly.
So how do you become like this detective of these needs?
Well, there's a starts with close observation, right? You don't want to jump to conclusions about what you're seeing. There's an amazing example I talk about in the book, a case study by wonderful trainer Victoria Stilwell. She has the TV show It's Me or the Dog, and she was called in to work with this dog that was humping like crazy. It was driving the owner crazy. And Victoria went out and followed them through their day to observe. She didn't start by teaching any skills. She wanted to see what was going on and what was this dog trying to accomplish with this behavior. And after spending the day, what she recommended was to switch from doing real active outdoor activities, instead of taking her and playing Frisbee every morning over and over again. She suggested that the owner bring the dog on walks in the nature, like sniffy walks, and also to go see a veterinarian, because she suspected there might be something painful going on with this dog. And it turned out that indeed this dog had something called hip dysplasia. So it made these ordinarily fun activities for dogs really painful for this dog, and that's why this dog kept humping. It was like the dog was saying, Mommy, don't make me play this anymore. We don't expect that, right? We don't think about that right away. But if we're a detective, we take the time to really observe and ask questions, and all kinds of incredible, you know, clarity is possible.
Exactly. You know, and plus, you know, I was, it's very interesting that, you know, when she was getting a little bit of arthritis, now I believe in crystals and healings and stuff, so I used to energize these crystals and put them in a pouch around her neck, you know, and my daughter would say, Mom, and I'm saying, you know what, she's walking and she's doing okay, and I'm just going to continue to do that. And so she was not as much in pain. It was really interesting, you know. And so when my daughter got her dog and her dog was older, she said, Mom, can you do a pouch for me? And I said, sure, you know. And so we gave one for Nala, and Nala again, you know, there comes a time where you have to also, you know, I was a president of a dietary supplement company, manufacturing company for a long time. So I said, okay, put her on chondroitin and glucosamine and MSM and, you know, use the, because back then they didn't have that for dogs, you know, but now they do. So, and that also helps with the arthritis and to feed them certain foods and certain things, you know.
Right.
And there's a lot of times dogs have allergies and you don't even realize that.
Absolutely. That's why that Heal the Body is so amazing. There was some study that showed up to 80% of behavior issues can be traced back to pain, amazingly, or bodily discomfort.
Right. And not only that, but I bet you 2 to 1, because of so much more study on the gut microbiome, it's what you feed your pet. So, for example, because I was into organic, all natural, I've been no wheat, no dairy, no sugar since 1992, before this gluten-free movement. But you know, so my dog, I made her food, and I did, I had a holistic vet, and he said 1/3 rice, 1/3 chicken or, you know, beef, and 1/3 vegetable. Well, you know, my daughter's dog now doesn't like peas, right? So I used to put peas in. And so when she comes over, she loves to stay here, and she does that. But she spits all the peas out, so I have to use green beans. So can you tell us, we're almost out of time, so can you tell us where people can find out more about you and your book?
Sure. My website is wendylsunshine.com, and you can find the book, as you said, at your favorite bookstore or online, all the usual places. There's also a recorded version through Recorded Books and Audible available.
Oh, great. Well, I want to thank you so much, and everyone, please go get this book. It's a wonderful thing, and if you know of anybody getting a new puppy, it's the perfect book for them. It's called Tender Paws by Wendy Lyons Sunshine. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it.
All right, then. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey, Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we're getting ready to do our Herb of the Week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. So today we're going to do cabbage. Is that an herb? Yes, actually. Cultivated in the West since at least 400 B.C., cabbage is a valuable medicine. It's been used for digestive remedies, as a joint tonic, and for skin problems, and even fevers. Raw cabbage was eaten by overindulgent Romans to prevent drunkenness. And it was known as colewort in folk medicine, and cabbage was a standby for all manner of family ills. Now, the leaves, externally, the leaves can be used on wounds and ulcers, inflammation, arthritic joints, and skin conditions. Can you imagine? Especially acne. So you can put the leaves on your skin, and it helps, right? In folk medicine, they've been taken internally for almost every ailment, including digestive and lung disorders, migraines, fluid retention, aches and pains. And recent clinical trials have demonstrated their effectiveness for treating stomach ulcers. And that's it. And you can get the fresh green leaf, you can have and there's red cabbage, right? Because they have different kinds of red cabbage, and you can also use cabbage juice. Now, for the fresh leaves, you can use directly on arthritic or sprained joints or varicose veins and wounds. And you strip out the central rib of the leaf first, and then beat the leaf gently to soften it slightly. And then bind to the area with a bandage and place the prepared leaves in little cups for mastitis or engorged breasts. You can put them in on your breast to help that. For colitis, you can boil the leaves in water for about an hour and drink it in half cup doses. I like to make cabbage and potato soup, thank you, and with chicken. So that helps a lot because the chicken soup for flus and all sorts of stuff. You can use the juice, and that's prescribed for gastric or duodenal ulcers. And you can take a syrup, which I'm not quite sure if I'd like a cabbage syrup because, I mean, you know, that doesn't sound so good to me. But it's made from a decoction of you make it into a syrup, and it's for chesty coughs and asthma and bronchitis. And that's a little bit about cabbage, our herb of the week. Let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, we may be able to amplify our own energy. Today, I'm going to talk about one of these rare stones, because there's not very many blue stones, okay? There's blue topaz, there's some blue, there's sodalite, but a lot of them, there's not too many blue ones. And so this one is a really good one, and it's called angelite. And it was discovered in Peru in South America during the time of the harmonic convergence, and that was in 1987. And it's a symbol of verbalization and communication of love and light to the world. You know, this is such an excellent stone, and it's like powder blue, and it's really an interesting stone, and it's an excellent balancing stone, and it aligns the whole physical body. It provides a protective field around the environment which it's placed. It can be used as an elixir to install a shield of protection around the physical body, while an elixir applied to the areas of agriculture has been used to suppress infestations of insects. So what an elixir is that you put like angelite in some water, and then you put it either the sun or in the moon, depending on whether you want a strong energy. You put it in the sun. If you want a more feminine energy, like easier, gentle energy, you put it in the moon, and you leave it in there for 24 hours, and then if you drink it, you cannot drink every stone. So that's why I'm saying you have to understand what you're drinking and what you're doing. But with this one, you can, okay, and it actually provides that. So if you take this water and you put it on, you know, your plants or on agriculture, guess what? No insects, right? That's kind of nice, rather than using all those pesticides that are killing us, right? So angelite is both a sender and a receiver. So if you want to be in telepathic communication, it enhances that. You can contact your just so many things can come in. It helps you in spiritual journeys, in astral travel, It allows the experience of flight to be second nature, so you don't have to worry about coming back. It's an excellent stone for promotion of both astrological and mathematical understanding and comprehension. It represents peace to the world and brotherhood both within and without galactic configurations. It is a stone for raising the state of conscious awareness and for promoting clear and orderly communication. It stops anger, it renews your connection with universal knowledge, initiates a parting of the impediments during any innovative pursuits, it gives you free rein. And one of the things that it does, it is absolutely incredible for protecting you if you're a healer. You know, if you're an energetic healer or you're trying to heal someone, if you use angelite or have that on your person, it is an exceptional thing to do. It can be used to induce the rebirthing process, to as a guide in psychic healing, and also to open the pathway for channeling. In the energy transfer to facilitate psychic healing, angel light provides for the linking of the network between the psychic and the infrastructure of the energetic field, of the unseen energetic field. Now, in regular diseases in healing, angel light has been used for the treatment of infectious diseases, to correct deficiencies in the hemoglobin, to renew and repair anything that's been degraded in the body. It's also been used in the treatment of inflammation and afflictions of the throat, to correct any correct the thymus. It's been used to alleviate symptoms to the heart, to proper functioning of the heart. It can be used to renew the blood vessels and to provide any kind of rectification with respect to loss of sensory perception. Okay? I mean, that's a pretty good stone. I mean, I always have a little piece of angelite with me because it just helps a little bit of everything. So that's it. That's our angelite stone of the week, our gemstone of the week. You know, life is kind of a funny thing these days. We are going through an election. We're going through all sorts of stuff. And I think we must always realize that we must stay centered in ourselves and understand that there are many things trying to distract us from being positive and from keeping us off balance. We're at a point now, I think, where most people are not willing to engage in that anymore. I mean, the pandemic and what they did to us during this pandemic, in the voice of science that was not real science, has really kind of put people off on a lot of this stuff. And so they're trying to get back to homeostasis, where they are supposed to be. And they're still not back yet. And so if you want a calm life, don't listen to the media. The media itself really is not there to help you. It's there. It's only six people on all the media. So you cannot believe that what they're telling you is absolute truth anymore, because what happens is it's a little bit of you know, it's not really truth. It's kind of what their people are telling them to say in a lot of ways. And that's unfortunate, but that is the truth. So that's why we want to make sure to, evaluate other things and not just the media. And one of the things you can use is HRN News at 7. We stay in truth and we walk our talk. All right. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss, using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. It's time to answer some questions for you. If you need information on natural health, life problems, spiritual objectives, or you want a psychic reading, feel free to call on our toll-free number, 800-555-5453, or you can go local, 310-371-5444. Let me give you those numbers one more time. I'd be love to kind of give you any help I can give, 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. And we have Zuli from Las Vegas on the line. Hi, Zuli.
Hi, my beautiful. Where are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, the thing is, I have a question for you. Just the thing is, I know that the evolution, getting older, I just things change. But the thing is, lately, I feel and I see myself doing things, but like I'm not connected to it. Like somebody else looking at me, that's the way I feel, like somebody else is outside. Not like I'm inside of the picture.
So, in other words, you're saying that you're not feeling like that you're part of the whole, what's happening around you. Is that right?
Well, yes, I feel like, for example, like I'm not seeing, I see a picture. But I am the one who is, can see the picture. But I am the one who is, can see myself doing stuff. But I'm not feeling connected with myself lately.
Oh, okay, I got it. Well, you know, it's because you're going through a transition, and what you're doing is the energy on the planet is very interesting right now, and it's actually getting rid of things that you no longer need. And so what's happening is that you're not feeling centered because you're seeing things of you doing things, but it's not exactly what you're meant to do, and sometimes it is. And so it's a very strange feeling, and that's what you're feeling, right? You're feeling kind of strange, you know, why don't I feel connected? Why don't I see myself doing it, why am I not doing it? You know, it's kind of, but everything is coming into fruition. In other words, in another month, this is going to happen for another month. But what it's trying to really do for you, it's directing you to move forward into different areas. It may be a move from where you're living. It may be a new job. It may be new friends. It may be new things for your maybe community work. But there's new opportunities for you. And it's like it's trying to force you from an old life into a new life. And to let go so that you can be happy. Now, a lot of times this can be also just if you want to stay in the same place, it's just a matter of letting go, right, of the things that, you know, and recreating something new. So if something doesn't feel right, don't worry about it. Just don't do it anymore. Because, you know, you've got an innate ability now to understand what's right for you and what's not. But this feeling like you're not centered or feeling like you're not a part of something is a place of reflection for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Right. So it means to reflect on the things that you're not feeling part of. And maybe it's trying to ask you, do you really want to do this? And if the answer is yes, then do it. But if it's, I'm not sure, then don't do it. And just cut it out of your life. And this could be friends. It could be, you know, I mean, you know, not entirely, but, you know, find new friends or find new things or because I think that you have a new life coming and I think that there's new energies coming. And so you need to be open to that. So this is allowing you to let go of the old and ascertain, find out what the new things are. And you can't make a mistake, so don't worry about it. And if you feel disconnected, it's probably a good thing because maybe it's trying to draw you into drama, especially with some of your friends, and you don't have time for that anymore.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right,
thank
then.
You very much.
All right.
Take care.
All right. And again, if you'd like a reading, please feel free to give me a call at 800-555-5453, 310-371-5444. That's 310-371-5444. Yeah, it's an interesting time, you know, and it really is very reflective. And it's really a good time because there's a lot of things happening where we need to be pulling together so that we have an effect on this world and our outcomes. Right now, we've allowed everybody to do everything to us, and we haven't done anything about it. So, but here's the deal. I just read, and it was really interesting, that the consumers are not buying, okay? And it's really freaking the money people and the stock market people and everybody out because they think that we could stop the economy. And the thing is that we've had too many people doing this economy for profit rather than people. So it's very interesting that they're saying that we could bring down the economy. I think we should. Because what happens is that if we, and you know how we can do it? Very easy. Just buy what you need. Don't buy anything extra yet. You know, we're having to, they forced us to do that, right? Because they've raised all these prices and whatever. You know why the electricity is so high? It's doubled and tripled in some areas. It's because of the AI data center that nobody really wants. But the AI data centers are needing all of this power. And what's the real thing is that everybody profits. The data centers for the AI, the government gets business taxes, so they tax and the electrical companies love it because they're getting lots and lots of money. So when we're being forced in this area of buy, 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 buy. And, you know, quite frankly, don't you have enough? I mean, come on, you know you do. You don't really need a lot of things, right? And so now everybody's suffering because they have risen the prices too high so that nobody can afford things. So if we can collapse this system, you know, maybe we should, you know, just stop it. You know, because who's going to get affected? It's not us. It's the people. They already said that because the people weren't buying, they're already starting to lower prices, right? No houses. Prices are starting to get lower, right? So it's now working in reverse for them. So if we can continue to do this, even for a little bit of time, and only buy what we need, not what we want, it can actually change the path for everyone and improve everybody's life. So that's my little thought for you today. And I just want to know, I want you to know that I'm there with you. I mean, I truly am there with you. And there's lots of love coming out here. And understand that. Love is all there is. And tune into that, because it will sustain you no matter what. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I have always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. At least you were. I want to say thank you for listening. Hey, visit my website, lindamckenzie.net. There's lots of fun things on there, including wonderful articles on mind, body, spirit. Just scroll down past the predictions and you'll find it there. And you'll find places to buy my books, Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Program and Symbols of You. And we even have the audiobook, which is the best way to listen to the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Program. Anyway, there it is. That's all I got today. I've enjoyed this hour with you, so until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of joy, beauty, and balance. Bye.